It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. I'm Andrew Burkham, and it's that time of week where we face down that massive craft brew aisle in search of the hidden treasures we've been missing out on all along. We're back to an old friend this week with Lagunitas Brewing Company and their Supercluster IPA. Is this one out of the world, as the label suggests? Let's find out. Supercluster pours a very dark golden color, but much more interesting than the color is the smell. This beer smells like an herb garden. There's plenty of fresh pine in there, and maybe even just a little bit of basil. Very interesting. With all that goodness in the nose, what could this beer possibly taste like? Well, it hits the palate mild, but it develops very quickly. There's an immediate bitterness on the sides of my tongue, near the back of my mouth. And then, as the beer begins to coat the inside of my mouth, there's another but different bitter taste that moves around to the front of the tongue, just slightly sweeter but still very much a hop flavor. I'm using the word bitter a lot in this review, and it's not a word that I like because it's not terribly descriptive, but the truth of the matter is that I'm having a difficult time isolating a single flavor in this beer that couldn't be described in that way. That bitterness that you get when you first taste the beer hangs on forever, but it continues to develop in very interesting ways. In this way, this beer completely breaks the mold for me when it comes to flavor. It's not so much a combination of flavors, so much as it is an experiment in the evolution of bitterness. I'm simply fascinated by it, and I definitely want to try it again. And if my inability to describe it fully sounds interesting to you, I would recommend that you run out and do the same. I can promise that you've never tasted anything like it. Supercluster has an ABV of 8% and was donated in this case, but I was able to find a 12-ounce bottle online for $2.99. It doesn't seem to be tremendously common, but if you join me on our quest to taste all the beer, it's definitely worth tracking down. Well, that's all for this week, but I hope you'll join me next time as we put another new and exciting beer to the test. Remember, if you like the show, please consider subscribing, rating, and reviewing on Apple Podcasts or your podcast outlet of choice. And if you really like what you hear, we'd appreciate it if you would consider making a small donation to help keep the podcast going. You can click the link in the show notes or on the homepage under the Contribute link. And if you'd like to share your reviews, your general thoughts, or requests, you can always email us at 2minutebeer@gmail.com. That's the number 2minutebeer@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Just search for 2-Minute Beer Review, once again with the number 2. We look forward to interacting with you and hearing what you like about the show, what you'd like to see next, and most of all, what you're drinking and enjoying. Well, that's all for now. See you next week as we continue on our quest to taste all the beer.